You've got a question. Still lots of space for this coaching call. If you have a question, drop that in there now. Catherine says, would or when would you take digestive enzymes versus betaine HCl? So I would take betaine HCl if you're really struggling. So breakdown is really an issue for you. You feel significantly bloated and gassy after meals. So you might also be experiencing constipation more so than diarrhea, but gassiness and bloatedness, and they're significant because the betaine HCl is going to help you fastest if you need that kind of support. And then digestive enzymes are probably going to be something that you can do on a more longer term basis. The betaine HCl is not to be long term necessarily. It's just to get you started supporting yourself. So get relief right away so that you can begin turning that over and looking at more natural ways to support yourself through consumption of bitters like, arugula, for instance, is a natural bitter. Some women drink dandelion tea. I drink tea, but certainly not that. I like mine a little bit more sweet and palatable. So, it's something that you want to make sure that you're very aware. Which do I need? And is it more immediate, more acute? I want some resolution. I need some support. And then you might start also trying ferments like sauerkraut, any fermented vegetables actually would do. There are several things, even pickles in some level can help. And apple cider vinegar, if you don't like to drink it, you can sip it through a straw to avoid the eroding tooth enamel. If you've been warned by your dentist, you can still do that. And or you can take it in capsules so it gets into your gut and it's kind of already there. But those things are do the betaine HCl, begin to do the other habits, and then you may not need the betaine HCl, so you can begin to work your way down. Do remember that the betaine is there, and if you just take what's on the bottle, that may not help. And you may say, well, I tried that, didn't help. But my question would always be to somebody, did you continue to increase the dose to find what level you needed to be at? So, if you really have a deficit and need more help, just what's on the bottle may not be enough. So, you would go, say, from a two dose recommended to three, and you'd try that. And then, if that still didn't change anything, didn't improve it, you'd try four. Where you get to is a point where if you take too much, you just go one at a time, you'll get to maybe when you do seven, you feel a certain warmth. There's not going to be any pain. It's not real discomfort. It's just there's a warmth there. That seven was more than you needed. So you would back down. Six is your sweet spot. That's where you're going to get the most help. And then you hang there while you're introducing the other things. And maybe also decreasing your stress level because stress impedes our ability to create digestive enzymes. If we're watching the news, we're scrolling on Instagram while we're eating, we're not helping ourselves very much. So we've got to get used to being alone again, having some quiet, having it relaxing, and all of those things also will help. So then digestive enzymes are kind of that. You know, I don't have that real, you know, I get up in the morning, flat stomach, but by the afternoon, I feel 7 months pregnant. It's just that I feel a little awkward, maybe after a bigger meal. And we just finished a season where it was potentially easy to see that, you know, I had a bigger meal or had a richer meal or maybe had several consecutive rich or larger meals all at once. And you realized, yeah, you know, that I would have never blinked at that at one point, but now it's like it's a bigger deal. That's a hint. Digestive enzymes will help you, maybe a little personal restraint, but digestive enzymes certainly help in that situation. So I do them kind of on maintenance. I don't generally do any digestive enzymes with breakfast because breakfast is usually a lighter meal and it's singular. So I have It's high in protein, it's low in carbs. So there are not a lot of extras. So I may do a smoothie, or I may do protein with yogurt stirred up. And I do an alternative to dairy. I don't do dairy. And I will stir that up for a pre-workout snack or something in my gut before I do anything vigorous. But I also might do egg whites a few days a week with veggies. Cooked veggies. That's really pretty easy to handle. And I know that I tolerate it. So if you know and you break that down pretty well, you don't necessarily have to take it. But at a larger meal, like my lunch and my dinner, I will definitely do digestive enzymes. And if I'm traveling, so next week, I go to Tampa for a business meeting for about 4 days. Five and lots of meals, different schedule. I'm not cooking, not in charge of them. So definitely something that I'll have in my purse so that at every meal I can do that. So that's kind of when and where I would use each of those. Will there be an email regarding the CGM challenges happening later this week? So or month? Yes. So this is the 12th. So we're starting on the 15th. So on the 15th, I will email everybody who's an active member of the app where in living50.com/myglucose, invite you to the WhatsApp group to participate, and we'll get everybody started at that point. So we've emailed a couple of times already about it, about getting started, and put the link so that you could order your sensors if you hadn't already. So in case you haven't, feel free to let me know. But the link that you want, and this won't be a live link, somebody who wants to type this in full out, please do. But it's flipping50.com/, well, it went live, so maybe it is, /myglucose. And if you order right now, you probably just have a couple extra days delay in order to get them in time. But we're not up against any holiday. You should have them fairly quickly and be able to get started within a day or two of official start. So hopefully that helps. But that's how we invite everybody to participate. Lacey White says, everything I've tried recently in the app has worked for me. Fantastic. Great. Glad to hear that you are in as well. Alice says, what dairy-free yogurt do you recommend, please? Thanks in advance. So I use a goat yogurt most frequently, and I often will buy a couple different ones. So sometimes I will buy goat and sheep in the same visit, so I'm not eating the same one every single time, and I'm rotating what I'm doing. Diversity is good. And the sheep actually has little higher fat content, but it has a little higher protein content as well. So satiety, and you're bumping up the protein intake. So if you're stirring in protein powder, you're still covering and getting to a greater amount that way. So I will use either of those. And I can't tell you the brand name, but I can tell you that the label is purple and white. So hopefully that's helpful. And I find I prefer to do that as opposed to the almond and or the almond and coconut alternatives. Because I find it's too easy to do lots of almond. And again, you want diversity. So if there is any sensitivity, to be most likely, it's the foods that we have frequently that are going to do that. So if you're drinking, say, almond milk, and then you also have almond yogurt, and you're snacking on a few almonds, you're kind of setting yourself up not for getting much diversity and repeating. So you want to watch out for that. I'm very careful about that. So I keep, I'll drink generally unsweetened almond milk, but then I'll do goat or sheep yogurt. So I am going to slide back up here. Cynthia says, I've been lifting consistently 2.5 years with Flipping 50. I've done 10 twice most recently, and I'm doing it again this quarter. Been doing the total body workout twice a week, maintaining muscle, but not adding any. to add muscle. Seems like I need to do more sets. Is that right? Because postmenopause women need 80 to 144 sets per week to gain muscle. Since 80 is the minimum, does that need to be done consistently every single week? Should I be doing 90 to 100 sets? So just because you need 80 doesn't mean 90 is better, right? So just hit that minimum. I always recover well before doing another workout. Sometimes it might take more than 72 hours to recover on lower body, so I've given myself an extra day or two. Wise. I feel like I'm at a plateau with strength and with muscle. Skeletal muscle has stayed the same in the last 2 years. So first of all, that's a win. Just realize that what happens without doing it is a loss. So that is still a win. And I get about 130 grams of protein per day. I weigh 126 and I'm on hormone therapy. So, a couple things. Potentially, yes, you could add a third day, and or you might do it this way. So, in Stronger 10, remember you have this alternative, one total body and one lower and one upper. And those days are going to then be a little bit more robust and help you get over that hump of about 80 sets or reps. What we know is that and we still need more science. So realize that you and I are in study of one, like an N of one. So it is with you. You know the results right now, but I would also suggest that are you eating enough? Gaining lean muscle may require a surplus of calories postmenopausal. So you've got to eat enough, give it enough stimulus for that anabolic stress. And you may want to see, can you take the protein up a little bit? So you can increase overall calories, but potentially also increase overall protein if there's room for you to do that. I had a conversation last week with somebody in person who I'm living in a new city, and for some reason, we were talking just about just it was a very casual acquaintance talk about what do you do? And so as we spoke about it, she of course volunteered what she likes to do for fitness, which is a natural segue, which is what happens in conversation with a fit pro. And she said, I actually like bodybuilding. And she then said, well, I'm going through a divorce, so I'm not competing right now. I want to again. And she said, I'm just making sure, I stay consistent with my workouts and making sure I eat all my food. And I was already sitting down, but I was like, said very few women ever. If we were exercising less and, wanted to maybe keep our stress level down because we want to control things a little bit more, most women would tend to eat less. And very refreshing, but be her. You want to be her. In order to maintain or to gain lean muscle, you've got to eat all your food. You've got to eat like it's your business. And you want to look at if you're struggling to do that because you're not very hungry, we want to look at why, because that's a clue. If you're a woman who makes a lot of decisions, you're moving, you're exercising, you're high functioning, a lot of that takes up glucose and calories. You should have a good appetite. So we want to look at, are you moving food through you regularly? Are you regular? Do you have good motility? Are you pooping at least once a day or maybe after each meal would be even ideal? So think about, what's happening and are those clues that we should pay attention to something else as well. So you do need the stimulus. We need more stimulus. So it might come from adding another day, and you could treat that as an experiment. So you could say, I'm not going to change really anything else, but I'm going to increase to 3 days by doing a total body and an upper and a lower, so that you can get that rest and recovery in between. So if your lower body isn't recovered, you could do the upper first and then the lower. So you would do like Monday and then Thursday, Friday, back to back, upper, lower. So you might want to try that. And the alternative would be keep the twice weekly and work on bumping the protein. But you want some kind of a for 3 to 4 weeks. Here's my experiment. This is what I'm really trying and looking at, making sure you don't have a caloric deficit or you haven't been in one for a very long time, because that can backfire. Lori says I can get into all the apps. So there's only one, but you can get into it from all sources, which is fantastic. MacBook, iPad, iPhone. This is awesome. Downloaded, all good. Signed in with the links, can see all the videos, but when I try to play any of them, it says not subscribed. But I've been a member for a year. Thanks. Okay. Lori, just curious, can you tell me, have you let anybody else at support know this? Because something is up, and have you tried that recently? Because everything should be accessible to you, no matter if you're an exercise. So if you're an Essentials member, you would have all the exercise videos, but there will be things that aren't available to you. If you're a VIP, you would have access to everything that is currently in the app. There's nothing that should be not available to you. Stephanie said, I tried the app a couple of weeks ago. It had it say that I didn't have access, reset my password. Some aspects of it worked. As I heard people saying they were having trouble, I stopped even trying to use it and figured I'd give it time for the kinks to be worked out. So, Stephanie, can you clarify for me? And reasonably so. So I had this in a team meeting. I brought this up that many people probably tried, stepped away because you're busy, you have a life. But we want you to come back in because we need to know if you're not in, we're trying to help you all figure that out. But everyone should have access. You should have access to all of the things that you, based on your membership level, have access to. So 2 weeks ago, a lot of things have changed since then. So Stephanie, try it again, please. Deb says, I have access. That is great. Carolyn says, I got in the app with no problem as soon as it opened. Have not had any issues. Angel's just saying for me, Carolyn, thank you. I understand there would be hiccups and growing pains, so my expectations are not rigid at all. You are a dream. I understand transition process from one platform to the another and unforeseen challenges that arise. Really do enjoy searching through, finding things I had never come across on the website platform. Thank you. You just made my day. Thank you so much. Catherine, can you take Betaine HCL after a meal? The bottle says take before. Ideally, Catherine, it's before a meal. And just for everyone else, here's how that works. So if you walk into your house and you've had something that you love cooking in the crock pot, or you walk into your grandmother's house on Thanksgiving and you know that smell. Everybody here, you know what I mean, right? That stimulates GI gastric juices. And so you are already improving your digestion for that meal. Part of the challenge with contemporary life is we are zapping something to warm it up, to reheat it so often, and or we're not cooking it ourselves. If you go out to eat, there's a better chance because you get close to a kitchen, you can smell other food. And you get a little bit more of that. But if you're eating on the fly, you may not have that smell or that sense and or the pause that actually maybe you're thinking about, oh, this is going to be so good. Your mouth is watering because you can't wait to bite into that chocolate peanut butter smoothie. Right. And just anything that really is like, oh, this is going to be so good. But we don't often give ourselves that. We're eating fast. We're eating on the fly. We don't smell it and we don't spend a lot of time with it. And like I said, we often sit down and we have this right here and we're scrolling because we've forgotten how to be alone and quiet and not have something going on. And that actually hurts our digestive juices. And it hurts even if you experience that. I'm getting saliva in my mouth because it's something is just sounding so succulent. You know, if we talk about lemons, And I want you to imagine I have a slice of a lemon right here, and I'm going to squeeze it in your mouth, or I want you to suck on it. Just right now, you may have had a reaction to that, but not only you, your mouth may have watered a little bit. And if it did, you also kind of started some gastric juices. We want that to happen. Those smells and scents actually were a big part of helping us begin to break down food that releases the stomach acid that we used to make, that taking the betaine HCl provides the balance for. So it's kind of making up the slack where we no longer have it. And so it should happen before the meal. So it's sitting there waiting. It's like, okay, I got you, and here comes the food. Let's start breaking it down because we're ready to break it down. So ideally, yes, that betaine HCl should be in your gut 20 to 30 minutes within that little window before you eat. And then you're ready to start that. It's why if you were going to have a salad, I mean, the whole idea really between salad is the arugula going in before. Two things. It kind of layers and protects the gut and the digestive system, but also something like arugula or dandelion greens help to stimulate again gastric juices and are beneficial. So yes, betaine should be before. If you forget it and take it after, there may be a little benefit, but probably not nearly as much. It's kind of like, we might be hoping that the morning after pill work, but will it? We just don't know. Linda says, "Hey, Deborah, hello there. Do you have a brand of sausage you recommend for breakfast?" I don't buy it. I make it with like a ground turkey or a ground meat instead, which is seasoning. So inside of the membership, you have a recipe for, I think it is ground turkey with just seasonings. So you can make it instead of buying it. Trying to add more variation to my morning breakfast, find mostly stick to my almond butter and plain yogurt on flax toast with berries on top, or muesli with yogurt and berries. What do you do to vary your breakfast? So I don't vary it a lot, but I rotate probably three or four things. So, I tend to do when I don't do leftovers, which if I have salmon and I have salmon in my fridge for leftovers, almost always I'll do that for breakfast easily. I like fish because it's easier to digest. If I've done some cooked cod, I just make a super simple cod with salsa over the top of it with a little goat cheese on the top, cheddar, bake it for four at 400 for 20 minutes. It's kind of like pseudo fish tacos, super easy, super fast, but great flavor. And I will use that, as a part of breakfast with some cooked veggies. I'll do that too. Or I'll do egg whites, or I'll do a smoothie, or protein into yogurt just as a pre-workout, but then do another meal, actually a meal afterward. What dairy-free yogurt do you recommend? I think I gave you that one. The goat yogurt is the one I do. The other one is sheep yogurt, and it comes in the yellow container, the yellow cream container with the sheep on it. Can't tell you what brand that is either. Carolyn said, excited for the new group. Next group doing the CGM challenge was so extremely eye-opening and helpful for me. Agree. And I have one sitting over here. I'm going to do it too. It's, periodically I will jump in and jump out if I'm going through different things. And I am traveling again next week. And I think that's always a ride, pun intended there. But, traveling, flying early mornings, later nights than you're used to, it's really interesting to see, is this working? Oddly enough, I am doing all of the breakout sessions, the movement sessions between conference breakout sessions. So I'll help myself with my own blood glucose monitor. But it's, I think, whenever we start something like this, it's easy to think, well, I don't want to do it because I'm traveling. And actually, that can be some of the best time. If you've done it while you're home and you're totally in control, can be a really good idea to do it while you're traveling, because I think some of us assume it's worse, and it may not be. If you are especially traveling and you're just moving so much, you'll get some intel from that too. Shanna says, regarding the interval training in Stronger 7, when it comes to recovery, I can get back to breathing through my nose with mouth closed pretty quickly, but can still feel my heart beating, not in a terrifying way, but faster and louder than usual. Should I wait until I'm totally back to normal before starting the next interval, or is it okay to start the next one? I think you're totally good to go as long as you are breathing with your mouth closed and really relaxed. So just assess that. But if you are just really relaxed and your heart is going to be elevated for a while, if you've done an extreme exercise, your heart rate probably won't be completely at rest 4 or 5 hours later. Still going to be a little bit more elevated. So I think you're totally okay. Or if you were, I don't know what you're doing for intervals. Maybe you're doing it with me and you're doing knee lift repeaters. But if you were staring at a hill that was a really steep incline and I said, are you ready to sprint up it again? If you can answer, yes, I'm ready to go again, and I feel strong, then I would say, yes, absolutely go for it. If you feel like I'm not as strong as I'm gonna be if I wait, 30 seconds more, then I would wait. Shirley said, just downloaded the app to my cell this weekend to access. I had to click tap and restore and then got access. I flipped through the site and then signed out. Good homework assignment. Nice. Shirley also says, well, this call, I tried to access the site on the app. Okay. When I signed in with my email and password, I got the message they don't match. And then I clicked on tap and restore, got the message to check email to confirm address and sign in. Still waiting for that email. Okay. So just double checking. So you're accessing the app on your browser, app.flipping50.com, right? So just to kind of restate that, I think we're saying the same thing, but it's being inconsistent for you is what I'm gathering from this. So if you can do it and document that, Shirley, and just tell support if you'd like to report that. The more you can tell them about, I was at app.flipping50.com on which device, and here's what it's doing to me, and I'm not getting in, but I did once, that would be great. Now, are we to change our password on the new app? You will, at some point, you will decide what you want that password to be. And if you are logging in right now to the cafe.flipping50 site and have a password there, you could make them the same. You're definitely able to do that so that just you've got one to remember and they are in both places. It's just what you need to all remember. It's not automatic that that will happen. Found the content tab, found all the videos. Success. Laura says, I did send an email to support with a screenshot of what I see. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Stephanie said, I tried it a couple weeks ago, had it say I didn't have access. Some aspects of it worked. Heard people saying, okay, I think I caught that one. I'm going to go back. You're going to try it again. I appreciate that. That's why that seemed new, because you gave another comment. Sorry, everyone, I'm reading it again. Lori said, I have access to the app on Android and iPad. Perfect. Marie said, I get a message stating you don't have access to this video. I just emailed support. Great. Thank you, Marie. And just double check if you're an Essentials member, you may not have access to every video. So, depending on your content level, but if you're VIP, you should have access to everything. Lori said, they'd get back to me soon, but that was during the holidays. And so, Lori, thank you for letting me know that. We had a team meeting today, and I fully expressed get back to everybody. So that better be coming, and hopefully that is within the next 24 hours. Lori said, just try it again. Still says you don't have access to this video, and a purple purchase button shows up in the comment. So I'm guessing you're not logged in with something that's recognizing you, Lori. So I would, if I were you, if you would please go back to the email that I sent on Friday, January 9th. In your email, if you would look at that and be sure you've followed all of those directions, just to be sure that you're in the right place, you've clicked on the right thing and followed those directions, because it may not be reading you. And depending on when you joined, Lori, that could also be a part of the mystery. Catherine, same thing. I'm just going to tell you, if you could be sure that you've gone to the email that I sent January 9th, read through that. I'm guessing that it just isn't reading or detecting you. So there may be some kind of a reason. You've been a member for 3 years, and I'm just wondering, maybe you weren't on the specific list. Somehow your name or your ID got missed. That might be it, but there may be a possibility you're not logging in with the app and following the directions. So use the email authenticator in order to get restated, because if you're in there, you should definitely be seeing everything. Linda answered that. I feel like I need to eat more. I'm always, oops, I'm gonna, there we go, 104, but I wish I could gain a little. I eat 3 meals a day, but don't really snack much. I do strength training twice weekly, protein shake after that, 2 days yoga, and 2 days walking. That's a whole other story. But maybe looking at hip replacement. I can't believe my hip didn't bother me at all in the 25 Boulder retreat, but now I'm having trouble walking to the end of the block. Seeing a second hip specialist tomorrow. Many people I've talked to, including the surgeon I saw this past week, said it's a quick recovery and this could get rid of the pain. I need to get back to what I was doing for equal to bigger issue of bone density. Sorry, I know that was a lot. And I think it was a lot, but it was very helpful, I think, for us, maybe to help you and for anybody else to hear as well. So things like that sometimes can creep up. And I know that you were having trouble. And so jumping was an issue then. So it wasn't out of the blue, even though you were able to do other things. But you know, it's when we hit that critical mass, you know, it's we can't see it coming. It was nothing we did wrong and brought it on. It's just sometimes you cross that threshold and we just can't go back and pull it back in, unfortunately. But agree, I think there's always that point where when you're looking at a hip or you're looking at a knee replacement, I have so often heard people say they were recommended to wait till it gets worse, but yet they were compromising the way they were walking. And so it wasn't just the maybe the knee, for instance, that was being compromised, but it began to be everything. So the hip on the other side and the lower back began to be compromised because the body is trying to be in alignment and to favor and protect you. And I think at some point you've got to look and say, this is ending up just quality of life is going down and other joints are beginning to hurt, that doing this now is the wiser thing. Otherwise, my future is compromised. And so I'm actually encouraged that your physician or surgeon is interested in doing it now for you, being that you're so young. So Lori said, I just made your recipe for turkey sausage today, made a bunch of patties to freeze, very tasty. There you go. And easy, right? It's just not really complicated. Michelle says, hey, Deborah, heard you mention in one of the HIIT workout videos that when you train, you usually do fewer than 5 reps before you, because you're lifting heavy weight. Is that something you do all the time? I'm noticing a lot of people say that you have to lift heavy to get results? Is this what we should aspire to do? Not necessarily. And you want to remember that just because you can go heavy does not mean you go heavy all the time. It just means you have a bigger toolbox. So you can go heavy, you can go medium, you can go light, and you need to. We call that periodization. The epitome of the program that you all have, if you're in the membership now, is Stronger Four. So we've demonstrated that in week one, we're doing more of the endurance. In week two, I believe it's hypertrophy. Week three, it's pure strength. Then we do a recovery week. All of those are necessary within either the course of a week, a course of a month, or the course potentially of a quarter or of a year, so that we have a rotated schedule. And that, again, is called periodization when we're doing it as strength and conditioning coach or as a part of an exercise prescription. You all have it built in to the programs that you're given. We don't go heavy every week. Every fourth week is a recovery for a reason. I know some of you find it really hard to not go hard in that week, but that is the week where you're making the most progress, getting yourself ready to go a little harder or heavier in that next first week or week one of a four. So no, not necessarily, and not everybody will be able to. So we start with higher rep ranges. Generally, we all should. We slowly decrease the rep range, which means we're increasing the load so that we can reach fatigue in those. But every one of us will find, because of a hip or a knee or a history or a condition like arthritis or fibromyalgia, that we run out of bandwidth. We can't go any further. That then becomes, this is our sandbox, and I can safely play here, and I can get all kinds of results by manipulating other alternatives. Time under tension, for instance, sequence of exercise, for instance. So there's different ways to create overload. So not necessarily. You're hearing a lot of influencers repeat what they heard somebody else say. Be careful about that. So one of the things that I've just come to, actually, it raises the hair on the back of my neck, is when somebody said, but social media tells us to do this. I'm like, what? What did you just say to me? Never, ever should we say, somebody on social media said that. Do you know them? Do you trust them? And you know, there are some physicians who are also influencers. Very difficult to tell when they're being an influencer or when they're being an expert. And it's very controversial to say, I want you to lift really heavy and I think you should be doing this. And it gets a lot of views because look what it did. It got us talking about it right in a call on a Monday night. And that's what they wanted. So sometimes messages are coming out there without science to back it. And will there be people who can lift heavy safely and get good results for metabolism and bone density lifting heavy? Yes. Can people lift lightly as long as they do it intensely and reach muscle fatigue and also gain muscle hypertrophy and a smaller degree of strength? Yes. Will a beginner be able to lift light weights and lift moderately? That's defined by the researchers between about 10 and 15 repetitions for at least up to a year and gain bone density during that period. Yes, it's proven. Will there potentially be a plateau where no further gains might be gained, to use the same word twice? Yes, there could be. It's not definitive, but there is a more stabilization. The bone continues to need greater stimulus, potentially, if we're going to gain more. You may not be able to go heavy. You may have this shoulder that just says, no, you're not. You're not doing that. And if it's not going to play, you simply cannot. And that's okay. But can you do something else? Could you get yourself to a gym with a power plate or get a power plate in your house or whole body vibration and put your arms on it doing planks so that you can do something lifting heavier without actually lifting heavier? There are all kinds of ways that you can do it. So it is not something that everybody should aspire to do or feel they have to do. No. And I think really If you can, I would say yes, do. But if you can't, or you feel vulnerable, you feel like I'm going to get hurt if I do that, or my joints start to ache and it's not worth it afterward for me, there's your answer about that. But just because the Liptamore study with Belinda Beck out of Australia pointed out that postmenopausal women with osteoporosis can safely lift heavy, just because they proved that did not disprove that light to moderate wakes don't also work. So, it's you have to really sift through the conversation and know that maybe it wasn't even the expert that you heard saying it that made the error of making you feel like you need heavy. It could have been the interviewer of the podcast who pulled that quote because they knew that it would get a lot of controversy. And that's what they want, is a popularity contest. We've seen that it works. And, Mel Robbins was at the Golden Globes for popular podcasts right now, but she has done a lot of that in the last little bit. She's had some guests on who've said things, but they said a lot of things. It's just that she chose to pull certain more flamboyant quotes out. And because of that, she's gotten more views, more downloads, more shows. And so, there is an end game to reasons why certain things get said and promoted more frequently. And when it's coming from social media, I think we all have to be a little careful to filter for ourselves and ask the question, what did they stand to benefit, or how did they stand to benefit? Maybe they didn't even do it, the speaker, but the person interviewing did. And there's just a lot wrapped up in it. So I just throw that out as food for thought. I think we all have to protect ourselves a little bit. Put a seatbelt on when you go driving on social media. And know there is a lot of good information there. There are things that make you question what you knew, and I think that's a good thing. But I also just realize that there may be motivation behind it, behind the shares. So I hope that was helpful, that little rant I just gave you. Linda said, what time are you eating those savory breakfast options? I absolutely love salmon, but the thought of that fish in the morning doesn't thrill me. Great question. Depends a lot, but I try to wrap up eating earlier in the day. So right now it's 5:47 for me. And so I've generally eaten by 4:30. My dinner is the last meal of the day. So I might go to bed at say 9. So I've had, a good 4, 4.5 hours between dinner and bedtime. I sleep so great when I have a bigger break between a meal and bedtime, and I get up in the morning and my face looks different. If I eat too close to bed, my eyes are a little more puffy in the morning. Your body is not done processing that food, and then it really can't do the repair work it's supposed to be doing. So keep that in mind. But I can eat in the morning pretty early. So, if I've been up for a couple of hours, I'm ready for a meal. So if that's what I'm going to have, I'll have it then. Yeah. Lauren said, I have my own CGM. Can I join the CGM challenge? Lauren, you can do it. If you haven't got your sensors through the flipping50.com/myglucose, you won't be invited to the WhatsApp group, but we can converse with you in the Facebook group. So you can still do it, and you can download that challenge anytime. So it is waiting for you right now inside of the members area. Shanna says, thanks for the interval recovery answer regarding the app. I got in, checked it out some weeks ago. I'm an Essentials member, and the short moment that I looked at it, I mostly saw content I did not have access to. I didn't have a lot of time, so I just went back in to the old platform. Great. I would highly recommend, Shanna, going in now. The bulk of the content in there is our exercise videos. So although there will be things you don't, there are a lot of things that you do. So I would go back in now, and there were some early just extra buttons. So imagine if we had, and I don't know how many we have, but we have like 3,000 different pieces of content when you think of all of the videos and the programs that they're in uniquely, and the resources of PDFs and emails for weekly reminders, the intro videos for pieces. And each and every one of those pieces of content has to be tagged appropriately. Inevitably, there were going to be some that were not quite tagged right, that we had to go back in. And I would, that was my hobby for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was just, I was clicking every piece of content I could to make sure. And when I discovered something, I would give an executive assistant, here's a little task I want you to go through. So look again, and I think you'll find, access so much easier now. So when you have a moment, try and take that. Lauren says, okay, I don't do social media. I will go back and look at the challenge on my own. Awesome. Shanna says, okay, thanks. I'll look again. Awesome. I think I've got everybody. Michelle says, thanks so much. That's what I thought, but did need to confirm. And I think we're talking about the rep loads and the weight. Linda said, yes, compromising and compensating for sure. So happy to hear you agree. It could be the best thing to do now. Yeah, I just totally agree. I think for a while, and this is maybe less so now, but 15 years ago, and maybe somewhere between 20 and 10 years ago, it was very common for people to come to me and say, well, my doctor said we should wait because I'm not really old enough, and then I'll wear it out and I'll have to get another one. And I'm like, isn't that a good thing? Like, you're going to live long enough to wear it out, and they were only, at that point, the replacement joints or parts were only lasting like a lifetime of 15 years, maybe. And they're getting better all the time. But I think if you look at, wouldn't it be better to do that now than to risk your own body parts wearing out because you're leaning and you're favoring and or you're not getting the exercise that you want and that you need because, and so you're just limiting yourself because I don't want to do that because it hurts or because I'll be in too much pain. That at that point it's life altering than getting it that acute little thing over with and healing from it. And realizing right now I'm in really good shape and I'm going to heal and recover much more quickly than the next person will. I think it's amazing. They're saying new materials that they use can probably last a lifetime. Great. And I would, Linda, just knowing you, smaller framed, you're going to probably have a hard time wearing it out, right? I think if you're a larger sized person and you're doing, lots of, higher impact work, you're going to be harder on it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, guys, I think we've answered all questions. Anybody want to ask one more before we head out? And does anybody have a question about getting started in the continuous glucose monitor challenge? So, if you want to, and the reason we do this roundup this way is this is open to the public, not just to members. So, we do it in a pop-up WhatsApp group, and we're reaching out to you via that because we don't have our others, we don't have everyone else inside of a Facebook group. And we'd just as soon not have to pop up over there. So it's kind of very clear cut, very short pop-up group. We use it and then we're out. And it's only focused on continuous blood glucose monitor content. Lori said, do we just order the glucose monitor and we're already enrolled? Yeah, you don't have to enroll in anything. So what we do is I'll reach out to the site. So if you order with my link, I will know, and we can get that downloaded from the platform. And we use that email list to invite you all to it. Yes. So, for those of you who are members, also this week, we are doing The Wednesday masterclass for you for public, there's also another option Thursday and then Friday, or I'm sorry, Saturday as well. We did three times last month. It seemed to work really well for people to be able to join live and then have the opportunity to ask questions. We're doing three of you in hot seats on Wednesday, not that hot, just warm. You have all the answers. There's nothing you to prepare. I will coach you. And when that happens, that means you already know the answers. So, yes. But I highly encourage you all to come to that. You'll learn a lot about yourself, even in watching someone else get coached, to think about what's the most important thing right now for me to be focused on. And it's, I know it's a goal setting time of year. And my hope for you is that you're not just setting an arbitrary goal, but you're really setting a goal, but then knowing, here's why I'm doing this. And, you know, maybe I'll send you in a different direction based on what I'm talking about. But what I want for you to do is to realize, here's how I would get it. And based on me and what's true for me, here's how I narrow down. These are the things that I need and will benefit from the most. Doesn't mean we don't usually want to do all the things, but we don't have to do them all at once. Sometimes some fall into place because we do the right thing over here. So I'm all for let's do one thing and just have it give us three benefits. We can do that too. All right. Good. All you need to do is just show up. Yep, there is no homework whatsoever. So you just show up. I have all three of your names. If you wrote to support, I got confirmation today that my support team has dropped your name into the slides. So all of that is ready to go. And then we'll just bring you up at the appropriate time. So, yes, we will see you then. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for coming in.